Okay, Chumash Devarim. Okay, Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazoyim. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Eile HaDevarim, Asher Dibre Moshe, Al Kol Yisrael Be'eva HaYarden. These are the words that Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael Be'eva HaYarden, Ba'midbar, Ba'rova, Mosuf, Ben Poron, Uvein Teufel, Ve'lovon, Ve'chatzeirois, V'dizahov. The Pasuk lists off a whole bunch of places and the events that happened. And Rashi tells us right away in the beginning, Eile HaDevarim, these are words of Musa. Moshe gave Musa to Bnei Yisrael. Umanakan, the Pasuk counts over here, Kol HaMekoymois, Shech Isul of Ne'amakoyim. Men. All the places they angered Hashem. They did Averis. Lofichach, Sosam Es HaDvarim. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu sort of hid it. He closed it for his Kiryon Beremez. And he only mentioned them, Derech Remez, as a hint, the Bnei Kavoidon Shel Yisrael, for the covet of Bnei Yisrael. He didn't say outright what he was referring to, but all of these refer to certain events. Arova refers to Baal Pa'or, Paran and Teufel, Sfez Rabbi Yochanan refers to the Mon, Chatzeris is the Machlokes of Kairach, the Zohov is the Ego, and Moshe did not say outright all of the events and all of the ideas he was referring to. And we mentioned this many times, the Shiroh HaKadosh brings down, the Pasuk tells us, Atachiach Leitz Pen Yisna Eko, Hachech L'Chachom V'Yehavecha. Don't give Musa to a Leitz, because he might hate you, but give Musa to a Chacham, and he'll love you. A Chacham wants to hear Musa, a Chacham wants to become better. A Leitz, on the other hand, if you give him Musa, he'll hate you. Says the Shulchan Kadosh. The Pasuk is telling us something much deeper. The Pasuk is telling us how to give Musa to somebody. Sometimes we have to tell somebody they're doing something wrong. They're doing an Aveira. How do you give Musa if you want the Musa to be accepted? Says the Pasuk, Al Techiach Leitz. Don't give him Musa and tell him he's a Leitz. He's no good. He's a Rasha. Pen Yisna'eko. If you give him Musa like that, he'll hate you for it. Not only won't he listen, but he'll make an enemy. You want to give somebody Musa in a way that'll listen? Hachayach l'chacham. Give Musa to a chacham. Tell him he's a chacham. Tell him you're a smart man. You're a good man. It's below your dignity to do this. Why are you doing this for? For Yavucha. For that he'll love you. When you give Musa, you have to know how to give Musa. If you give Musa calling him a Leitz, Pen Yisna'eko. Build them up. Hakachacham v'yevucha, he'll come to love you. Chaim Shmulevitz brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu here mentioned very serious chatoy. The Chet HaEgel, the Dizahov refers to the gold of the Chet HaEgel. You have Kairach, Chatzeros, the Chet of the Meraglim. You have all of the chatoyim. And yet Moshe was extra careful not to say anything beferish. It was all said b'derech remez. Why? Not to embarrass Bnei Yisrael. How important Kovod HaBrios is not to embarrass somebody else. Even if you're right, and you have a tie-in on somebody else, as Kovod HaBrios, you have to say it over in a nice way, not to embarrass somebody. It says in B'chaim Shmulevitz, and don't think that Kovod HaBrios is only when you're dealing with the whole klal, like Moshe Rabbeinu here was dealing with the whole klal, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with Derech Remez. But even to an individual, even when a person is speaking to an individual, he has to be careful how he speaks, not to embarrass somebody else. And in Yonah D'Yoimah, Chaim Mishmos brings down the Gemara in Gittin, Nun Zayin, the Maisav Kamsan Bar Kamsa. Sorry, Nun Hei. Omer Rabbi Lozo, Boyu Re'ei, Kama Gedailo, Koicha Shobusha. Come and see how great is the Koyach of embarrassment. By embarrassing somebody else, look what tragedies could occur, could come from it. Shuei Seyei HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bar Kamsa. Hashem, in a sense, helped Bar Kamsa. Bar Kamsa was embarrassed by the party, and Bar Kamsa goes and he informs the king, and the whole churban comes about. The hecher of his beisoy, the saraf es echoy. Hashem destroys his beis hamikdash and burns his heichal. Why? Because Bar Kamsa was embarrassed. The bush of embarrassment. Look what embarrassment can do. Not only is the Indian of kavod abriyos to help somebody, but when someone embarrasses somebody, the results one can never tell what can happen. We learn from here how careful a person has to be. Negei Kavod HaBrios. The famous story with the Chofetz Chaim, he said it over. There was once a darshan who came into town, and he saw that the town needed chizik. The town was not doing things properly. The people were not behaving properly, and he asked for the opportunity to speak. And he came to the Beis HaKnesses, to the shul, to speak. And the whole town came, and the darshan gets up and he starts speaking. And he starts screaming and giving them musa, like they say, fire and brimstone. And he started letting them have it. And the more he's screaming, and the more he's yelling, the people start to talk amongst themselves. And the people start talking louder and louder. And he's screaming, and they're talking, and it comes to a point where he hears them say, let's throw him out. Who does he think he is to give us musa? Let's pick him up and throw him out the door. And the kid says he has to stop his musa, and he can't finish his drasha. He's very upset. He came here to fix up the whole world, fix up the town, and nobody's interested. What's going on? So he went to the Chofetz Chaim. He said to the Chofetz Chaim, what did I do wrong? I came here l'shem shemayim. I wanted to speak, to improve, to have the people do tshuva, and they literally threw me out. What did I do wrong? So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, tell me, how did you give them musa? How did you speak to the people? And he said, oh, I screamed. I let them have it for what they did. So the Chofetz Chaim says, why? So the Darshan said, what do you mean? It's a mitzvah. You have to give somebody musa. You see somebody doing an aveira, you have to speak up. You can't be quiet. So Chofetz Chaim said, let me ask you a question. Did you put tefillin on this morning? And the man said, of course I put tefillin on this morning. Chofetz Chaim said, did you scream when you put on your tefillin? Were you screaming when you put on your tefillin? And the man said, of course not. Chofetz Chaim says, "Hachayach tachich asam isecha is a mitzvah just like putting on tefillin. And just like when you mekayim the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, you don't scream and you don't yell. When you mekayim the mitzvah of giving musa to somebody, you don't scream and you don't yell. You want to give musa to somebody, do it nicely. If you scream and you yell, it's not going to get past first base. No one's going to listen. No one's going to be interested. It's going to backfire. You want to give musa? It's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah in the Torah. And you have to give mitzvah in a nice way so people will be makabo. Eila hadvarim, again, the idea of giving musa b'derech remez, giving musa in a nice way, with a hint of not right. I think the Medrash brings down this mashal. When someone comes to give musa, how should he give musa? And say over a mashal, there was once a king, and the king had a beautiful paradise, a field, an orchard filled with beautiful trees, and plants, and vegetables growing, and he had a fence around the field, around the garden, and he had watchdogs guarding the paradise, and nobody should come in and take any of the fruits or flowers or vegetables from the garden. And one day, the king's friend comes by, and he sees the beautiful fruits, and he decides, I have to have some of those fruits. And he takes a chance, and he starts to climb the fence to go into the king's garden, and the dogs, the guard dogs, jump on him, and they manage to grab a hold of him, and they tear his clothing as he runs away. And he runs away, but his clothing are torn. The king happened to have seen the whole episode from the window. The king saw what happened. The king had a dilemma now. What should he do? It was his friend. If he goes over to his friend and he says to him straight out, I caught you trying to break into my garden, it's going to be very embarrassing and probably won't be friends anymore. On the other hand, if the king doesn't say anything, the friend will think he'll get away with it and he'll try, hopefully have better luck next time. So what did the king do? The king was a chacham. The king calls his friend and he says, you know, I saw you the other day and I saw your pants were ripped. It must have been some dog that tore your pants. Mm. So this way, he didn't embarrass him outright. He didn't accuse him of taking the fruits from the garden. On the other hand, he let him know that you were seen and next time, be careful not to do it. Same idea. You give somebody musa, Moshe didn't come right out and say, you did this, you did that. But Moshe said, listen, don't think it's forgotten. Don't think that it's all forgotten and there's no cheshbon. There's a din v'cheshbon for everything that a person does. But Moshe reminded them gently, softly, b'derech remez, of all the things they did wrong and what still they have to do tshuva for. Pasuk says right before Sheni, actually right after Sheni, Eicha esel levadi, tarchachem, umasa'achem, v'rivchem. Very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, what are masa'achem? Klal Yisrael, how can I carry, says Moshe, the burden of Bnei Yisrael to a chachem? You're a bother. What was the bother of Bnei Yisrael? So Rashi tells us in Perik Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, Melamed Shehoyu Yisrael Tarchonim. This teaches us Bnei Yisrael were very bothersome. Why? Hayecha mihem royes bal dino netzech bedin. He saw his friend was winning the din Torah. Solomon said, oh, I have Edom, wait a minute, I have Edom to bring, I have other rayas to bring, wait, bring on more dayonim, let's rejudge the case. People get very bothersome when it comes to a din Torah and he sees the other side is losing. It's a big ticha to be a judge over Bnei Yisrael. Eicha esel avadi to achachem u'masa achem, and you're burning, you're old. And here Rashi says, what's masa achem? It says, Rashi melamed shehoyu apikarsim. It teaches us that they were apikarsim. Hikden Moshe Lotzeis. If Moshe went out of his house early, they said, why is Moshe leaving early? Maybe there's no Shalom Bayis in his house. That's why he's leaving early. If he's late, they said, why did Moshe Rabbeinu stay home late? Is he sitting and planning and plotting against us to harm us? And that's why he came late? Whatever he did, they had a way of finding something wrong. They were apikarsim. How does Rashi know Masa'acha means the apikarsim? Masa'acha means your burden, apikarsim. So from Nachman Breslov, there's a very, very sugapas word, vart. He says on Masa'achem, he says a person who's a maimim b'Hashem, a person who has a moon in Hashem, has no burdens in life. He understands that everything that happens in life, hakol toivo. Everything is for the best. He might not understand it, he might not see it, but he knows hakol toivo. Everything is for good. A person who has burdens, Masa'achem, a person who has burdens in apikairis. A person is an apikairis, and he has no belief in Hashem, and he doesn't understand that Hashem is the manik, and Hashem creates and runs the world. For him, everything is a burden. Why did it happen this way? Why is this? Why not that way? How come it's like this? And he has many questions, what he sees happening around the world. Many things are happening around us today. We don't understand everything that we see. But, Masa'achem, it's not a burden for us, because we understand that Hashem is behind the scenes. And Hashem is controlling and on top of everything that's happening. Bikairis is somebody who has burdens, or Masa'achem. He carries, everything's a burden. He sees things happening, he can't understand why. It bothers him, it's a burden. Or Masa'achem, Melamed Shehoyu Apikarsim. They were Apikairis. Because a person who's a Maimin doesn't have any burdens in life. He understands that whatever Hashem does, Hakol Taiva. And the Haftarah this week is a similar pasuk. The Haftarah says in this week, this pasuk is Beis, in the Haftarah of Chazon Yishayahu, says the pasuk, Chodsheichem umayadeichem son of Nafshi, hoyu alayla tairach. Yishayah givim musr to B'nai Yisrael, your shchoydesh, your metoivim, son of Nafshi, Kha Yisrael said they hate, it's to me for a bother, hoyu alayla tairach. Yerushalmi says, that why was Shabbos given to B'nai Yisrael? Says Yerushalmi, Shabbos was given to B'nai Yisrael, when nitnu Shabbos was fiyam metoivim, el alasoik behem bedivrei tairach. It was given that we should have time to learn Torah. During the week, a person is busy. A person doesn't have time to learn. So Hashem gave us one day a week, Yom Tov, throughout the year, we should have time to be able to learn. Shabbos, Hashem gave us just the opposite, a day of rest, a day we should be free to learn. And what did Klal Yisrael do? Hoyol ala Torah. Klal Yisrael took it and turned it around and says, no, it's a big bother, Shabbos. It's a big bother, Yom Tov. I want to go and have it like every other day. Hoyol ala Torah, it turned into a big bother. Sometimes, we go through life, we say things are a bother. And we don't understand that really everything that Hashem does is a taiva, it's for our benefit, it's good for us. And we complain right away, it's a tairach. And Hashem says, I meant it for your good. And Klal Yisrael complains, hoyol ala tairach. And that was part of the musa that Yeshaya gave in this week's haftairah. Hoyol ala tairach. If we open our eyes a little bit, we could see the taiv and everything that Hashem does and why things have to be the way that we are. And even if you don't understand it, we're not apikarsim. An apikairis has questions. The apikairis has masa'achem. A person who's a maimin has no tircha, no masa'achem. He understands everything that Hashem does is for good. And we have that koyach. Hashem gives us a Shabbos, a Yom Tov. We could rejuvenate ourselves from the week. We have time to be able to learn and time to dedicate ourselves to Hashem. The pasuk says later on, Anoshim chachamim, who did Moshe appoint to be judges? Anoshim chachamim and avoinim. A chacham is somebody who's smart. A navoin is somebody who's maven dava mitaych dava. He understands one thing from another. Pasuk. Yeah. Okay. So chachamim and avoinim. The truth of the matter is that when a person goes through life, we all have to be chachamim and avoinim. A person has to see, as he goes through life, what's right to do, what's not right to do, where he should go, where he shouldn't go, and a person has to be careful before he falls into a trap, before he gets himself stuck, that it should be a chacham and a navoin. A chacham, in Pirkei Avos, says, Zehu chacham, harayas hanaylad. A chacham is somebody who sees the future. Somebody who understands the result of any action that he takes. By behaving one way, it results, the person has to know what the result of his actions are. The Brisker Rav always told over the famous Marshal, and always said it over, but it's very, very apropos. He says there was once a wagon driver in the town. And the wagon driver was already old in years, and Suddenly one day a new young wagon driver appears in town. A young wagon driver comes with a new wagon and a fresh horse comes into town, and people start using the young wagon driver instead of using the old wagon driver. And the old wagon driver is very upset. Now this youngster comes into town, he's taking away his parnasa. So he says to the young wagon driver, it's not right. You came into town and you're taking away my parnasa. It's not fair. It's not fair what you're doing to me. So the young driver says, what do you mean? There's enough business for both of us. People are using me. So the old wagon driver says, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a fahera. I'll give you a test to see if you're roy to be a wagon driver. If you pass my test and you're eligible to be a wagon driver, I'll let you stay in town, not a word. But if you fail my test, you have to turn around with the wagon and leave right away. You can't stay in town. So young wagon driver figures, listen. Fine, you know, what's he going to ask me? How to drive a wagon? How many horses to put on a wagon? I agree to the test. No problem. And they make a deal that if he passes the test, he stays in town. If he fails the test, he has to leave. And the old wagon driver says to the wagon driver, first question. You're driving the wagon. It's loaded with packages, and people are sitting in the wagon, and suddenly the wagon gets stuck in mud. What do you do? How do you get the wagon out? What's the first thing that you do? So the young wagon driver says, no problem. The first thing you do is you try to lighten the load that's stuck. You take off some of the packages, try to make the load lighter, and then you try to have the horses pull the wagon out. Very good. And what do you do, says the old wagon driver, if you took off some of the packages and the wagon is still stuck? The horses can't pull the wagon out. No problem. You take off all the packages and you make the wagon even lighter. Very good. And what do you do if after you take off all the packages, the wagon is still stuck in the mud and you can't go out? Then he says, you know what? Then I'll ask the people to go off the wagon. Well, if the people step off, and the people off the wagon, it'll be even lighter, and we'll see if the horses can pull the wagon out of the mud. Very good. And what do you do if the people are off the wagon? The packages are off the wagon and it's still stuck in the mud? No problem. Then I'm going to ask the people to help me push. I'll ask all the people to come behind the wagon, and together we'll try to push the wagon out of the mud. And what do you do if after pushing and pushing, the wagon is still stuck in the mud? So the young driver says, you know, you got me, I'm stuck. I don't know what to do. If it's still stuck, in the mud, after emptying out all the packages and unloading all the people and pushing, it's still stuck in the mud. I don't know. You know, you got me. I really don't know what to do. So the old wagon says, okay, pack your bags and leave town. You failed the test. You can't answer the question. And the young driver says, you're right. I'll keep my word, but give me the answer before I leave. Tell me, what are you supposed to do if the wagon is stuck in the mud and you emptied out the wagon, you push and you push, and the wagon is stuck? And the old wagon says, you know, I'll tell you the truth. I don't know what to do either. But one thing I do know is that a wagon driver has to be careful never to get stuck in such mud in the first place that he can't get out of. There's the risk at all. The same is true. We all go through life. We get stuck in mud sometimes. We have our aliyahs, we have our yeridahs, we have our ups and downs. Sometimes we get stuck in the mud. A chacham is somebody who's royas and noyrat. And he sees the mud in front of him, and he knows this place, watch out, I'm heading in a dangerous direction right now. What I'm doing is not right, and I could end up getting stuck in the mud. A person who's a chacham knows what he should do, what he shouldn't do. He has to be careful not to end up getting stuck in such a case that he can't get out. Harayas and noyrat. Especially now, we come in the summertime, still a little bit of hefkeres between Tisha B'Av and Elul, people tend to be a little bit on the hefker side.
Why?
It's summertime. Ezel chacham arayas anoyad. Everyone knows what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing. A chacham is somebody who sees the future and is careful not to get stuck in the mud. The pasuk says in Perik Beis, pasuk Gimel, right by Chamishi, famous pasuk, Rav lachem soyves ahor azeh penuachem sefayna. So Hashem says, go around the mountain and turn towards the Safa and turn towards the north. Good. And everybody discusses why the pasuk uses the term Safina towards the north. It's the only place it says here Safina. Good. There's a famous Klayak on the pasuk. That's for homework. But Penuachem Safina. The Medrash brings down Omar Rabbi Chiyo. Imri'isem b'nei seyer shmevakesh l'skarois behem. If you see the B'nai Seir and want to start up with you, Al Talmoy Kenegdoi. Don't stand up connected them. Don't fight back. El Hatzpinu Mimenu, go and hide. Penuachem Safina, go and hide. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shomon. Says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shomon. Omru Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Oviv Mevorech Chaya Achar B'Chasichya. Yitzchak Ben Shtei Sof to live by the sword. V'atem Maskim Imayin. You Hashem, you agreed to that bracha. And you're telling us, Hatzpinu Atzvichem, to go hide? L'heichan Nivrach. Where should we run away to? Where should we hide? Where can we hide from Esav? Omar Lehem, and Hashem answers back, Im Re'isem Shmizdavik Lechem, you see, but I say here, I'm starting with you, barchul l'tayra, run away to learn Tayra. Ein safayna el l'tayra. Safayna refers to Tayra, it says in Mishlei, in Perik Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Yatzpin l'yesharim tushiyo. The Tayra is hidden, is put away for the yesharim, for the tzadikim, Yatzpin is a lashon of tzafayn, Tayra refers to tzafayn. When the goyim come to start, where should you go hide? Run away. Where do you run away? Run away l'tayra. Tana Devei Eliyahu. Tana Devei Eliyahu brings down, Kol Tamad Chacham Sha'isik B'Tayra. Any Tamad Chacham who learns Tayra B'chol Yoyim Tamid, throughout the day, B'shvei L'harbos K'vayt Shemayim, in order to be marbe K'vayt Shemayim, Einoy Tzarech L'cherev V'lechanis. He doesn't need a sword or a spear. V'loy Kol Dover Acha Shiyeh L'shaymer. Not anything else to watch over him. Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu M'shamay B'atzmoy. The person who learns Tayra, Kodesh Baruch Hu watches over him himself. And we all know Tayra Shibapeh Gemara, and it's brought down, Gemara's Rosh Tevis, Gavriel, Michoel, Rafael, Riel, the four Malachim. A person who learns Gemara has the protection on all four sides from the Malachim, V'aroshay Shechinas Keil, and on top of him he has the Shechina watching over him. The Kayach of Tayra is making Tayra watches and protects over a person. There's a Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah in Parashas Samechei, and the Medrash brings down like this. The Umos Ha'olam, the Goyim came to Bilam Harasha. And the Goyim said to Bilam, is it Kedai to start up with Bnei Yisrael? Should we start with Bnei Yisrael or not? And Bilam answered, go around to the Bata Knesiyos and the Bata Midrashos. Go to the Shuls and to the Beis Medrash. And see if the children are learning Tayra. See if the Tinaikos are learning Tayra. If the children are learning, and there's Tayra being learned in the shuls and the Beis Medrash, then you won't be able to win over them. But if not, then you will. Because their father, Yitzchak, promised them, HaKol Kol Yaakov. At the time that the Kol is the Kol of Yaakov, when there's a Kol Yaakov in the Beis HaKnesses, a Kol Yaakov in the Beis HaMedrash, then the Yadayim of Esav have no power at all. When it's Kol Kol Yaakov, Klal Yisrael has a kayach. Okay, so we're sitting here in America. We're sitting here in Brooklyn, New York. No idea what it feels like in Eretz Yisrael. We see pictures, we hear the news, we read letters, but the actual fear and the feeling that people have, very difficult for a person to feel. What can we do? So of course there's chesed that a person could do. There's the inyan of being mishtatef and feeling the tzar of a friend. There's the inyan of being mispalo, saying tehillim, which we all do. But we could also learn a little bit extra. Tayra that we learn, Tayra protects a person, and not only himself, it protects the whole world, it protects everybody. A person takes on himself to learn a little bit extra. Don't make a mistake and think it has to be a Seder for 2 hours, a Seder for 3 hours. A Mishnah, a few extra minutes a day, even a few times a week, whatever it might be, take on something extra, a little bit Tayra extra to learn. A little bit Tayra that a person learns affords a lot of protection. The greater the Kol Yaakov is, the greater protection we have. The Chassidish Sfarim, the idea is brought down. It says in Eicha, Kol Retfeho Yisiguha Bein HaMetzarim. Kol Retfeho, all those Lurim that ran after Bnei Yisrael, reached them this time of year, the enemies. But they attach it a little bit differently. That the Shechina, that whoever wants to reach the Shechina, whoever wants to chase after the Shechina, could achieve it, could reach the Shechina in this time of year, Bein HaMetzarim. Since the Shechina is in Galus, the king is in Galus, it's much easier to reach the king and have a connection to the king when he's in Galus and not sitting inside his palace. Kol Reit Fel, all those that want to run after the Shechina, want to come closer to Hashem, he's the Gula Bein HaMetzarim. Could achieve that this time of year, Bein HaMetzarim. The Shechina is in Galus, it's easier to achieve a connection to the Shechina at this time. So, especially at this time, a person wants to do a little extra, he has a Siyata D'Shemaya to be able to do so, to do a little bit extra. And everybody knows what they could do. Everybody has certain things they always wanted to learn, they never got around to it, never had the time to do it. It's never too late to start. Whatever it might be, a little halacha, a little mishnayis, chazara in the gemara, whatever it might be, a little bit Torah goes a long way to protect us, to protect Klal Yisrael. We should talk about zeicha, that we should have the schus of Taira, and together we should see Nisim in the Flois, we should see Takat Gula Shleima, Karolai Moya, Tishabab Shabi Yomtev, Meher of Yemenu, Amen.